You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
An oldie but a goodie, that's Purple Pilgrims with Through Every Cell. And we've got Clementine and Valentine on the line. Morena, how are you both?
Well, thank Hi. You.
It's so nice to speak with you under, I guess, a rebranding, but in some ways a sort of return to your real selves, I guess, under Clementine Valentine, no longer going by Purple Pilgrims. And you've got a brand new beautiful single out called Endless Night. tell us a wee bit about deciding to revert to using your own names and moving away from the Purple Pilgrims label that you've made for yourselves.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like too much of a stretch to us because it is, as you say, real names.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just felt like time, I guess, with this song. We worked with a lot of collaborators and we sort of broadened out a lot, and it just felt like the right time to kind of bring in a bit of a new phase. But I think we'll always be Purple Pilgrims, really.
We started recording as Purple Pilgrims when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
So it's been with us for a long time.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I was thinking, even listening to that track, which came out actually quite a long time ago now, how the sound that you have managed to create over, I guess, the duration of the project has such a timeless quality to it, and it does sort of feel outside of time almost. And the new single really has that embedded into it as well. It's even in the name, Endless Night. What were you exploring thematically when you were thinking about this track?
Well, the title is a little bit of a reference to a William Blake piece of writing. So, yeah, I guess we were influenced by a bit of that. He William Blake pops up quite a bit, actually, in some of our songs.
He's a sort of favoured touchstone, perhaps.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There is a lovely kind of old romanticism to even the imagery that you're using for this release, the beautiful Liz Moore painting. Can you tell us a wee bit about how that work with Liz came about? Because it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, well, she painted that piece a couple of years ago, and we fell in love with it. Like, there's so many kind of layers to it, and so much amazing kind of time and. We just obviously just fell in love with the painting and decided that it would be amazing to kind of bring it to life subtly. So we brought on an animator, Silas McClintock, and he kind of, just very gently kind of embedded some subtle movements to kind of, make it more alive.
Yeah, it is really magical, and it feels like a lovely sort of visual anchor for this sort of new era. It is funny to be talking about it as a new era because, as you said, it is yourselves, it's your names, it's this kind of perhaps continuation of themes that you've been working on for a very long time. But I am interested in hearing a wee bit about some of these other collaborators that you've brought in, because you've got some pretty impressive names on here. Randall Dunn on production and Matt Chamberlain as well doing some drumming. How did you connect with these artists and others on this project?
We've loved Randall's work for a long time, and we demoed a lot of pieces, and he really liked them, and it was very kind of organic. We're kind of the first time we have kind of expanded into working with a lot more people this time, so it was kind of a similar process to before in terms of like us like kind of being insular and like writing and demoing a lot to a point that we were actually quite happy with as pieces, but then to kind of like further that was a new kind of phase for us to bring in such amazing people that we have kind of admired for a long time. So yeah, really exciting.
It must be quite a different process working with those other people, because obviously you're sisters, so you've got such a shared language, and I imagine you don't have to do a lot of explaining when you're in that creative space to each other. Did you find that an interesting challenge or a different way of thinking perhaps when you were approaching it with people outside of that creative zone?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we definitely don't have to kind of talk between us, really. Like, it is a very kind of natural kind of telepathy that we have going on, but surprisingly working with Randall was actually very similar.
That's so cool.
He works in a similar way to us, so we found it like surprisingly easy.
That must be quite a lovely thing when you bring in someone new and they're just on the same wavelength. It's actually quite a rare thing to find straight out the gate.
Yeah, I think we were really lucky in that regard.
What's the sort of future project looking like? What else have you got in the pipeline coming out of Clementine and Valentine?
We have quite a lot, but we can't actually talk about it just yet.
Exciting secrets.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing you performing with Wise Blood this coming Monday. That's going to be a really special evening. I have it so stuck in my mind, the last gig that Wise Blood played in Aotearoa, which you also performed at, because that was like maybe a matter of days before we all went into lockdown. That must have felt a very surreal time for you both.
It was. Yeah. It was bizarre. Yeah. I believe it might have been one of the last shows that went ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
we've heard that thrown around. Yeah.
The last show of that tour was Christchurch. And then I think the next day we flew back to Auckland and everyone went into lockdown.
Wow.
So it was very, yeah.
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 Hopefully a much calmer vibe this time.
Coming out the other side of that. I mean, that is what Natalie's whole album is, I guess, kind of experiencing. Not necessarily about the pandemic, but about the world and the sort of the way of, I guess, the zeitgeist or something at the moment. So I think it will feel like a nice closure or full circle type of a moment, perhaps, for people going to that gig. What's the last few years been like for you two creatively? Because it has been a very strange time to be trying to make music or to be thinking through creative ideas. Has it been a space that you found useful, perhaps, having some time to go and think about your mahi? Or what's the kind of pandemic meant for your music making?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, like, absolutely everyone, it's been a journey. So the beginning of it was like really creative, and we kind of just, I think, threw ourselves into writing as a distraction. And then I think as things went on, the recording process, the writing process, that was all great during the pandemic. Like, it was a distraction from it, I guess. And then as things went on, it became more difficult. And yeah, I think it was kind of a time in terms of music, it like forced us to reflect on like why we do it. And like, you know, like, I guess we kind of figured the importance of it, that it's kind of something that we will do or have to do in a way, without whether we kind of like it or not, even though it became more difficult than it had been before. Yeah.
Yeah. What were some things that you did to push through that trickier part? Because I feel like everybody had to find some way to cope, particularly creative people, when so much of sharing music is actually collective. Did you find any ways through that particular challenge?
I mean, we had to dig pretty deep. I think, like Valentine said, we... just before the lockdown had done a lot of traveling and a lot of touring. So we kind of like rode off that for quite a while and enjoyed the time to kind of go inward and write and kind of go into that other phase that is equally important. But then, yeah, we definitely got to the point where we were ready to come back out into the world and we couldn't. So we just ended up doing more work. But not to say it was a breeze, because it definitely wasn't.
Yeah. No, totally. I think there's been a lot of people experiencing it like that. Well, I'm glad that on the other side of all this strangeness, we've got some beautiful new music. I think we should have a listen to Endless Night now. Clementine Valentine, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We'll see you at the Power Station on Monday for the Wise Blood Show, and look forward to hearing more from this forthcoming music. Have a lovely day.
You too.
Thanks.
A father.
Magical new track from Clementine Valentine, formerly known as Purple Pilgrims. Endless Night is the name of that song. You can catch them in support of Wise Blood this coming Monday as part of the In Holy Flux tour. At the power station there are still tickets, but don't muck around because they won't last for long.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.